A chaplain sits with a college student named Maya. Maya says, I have been told I am chemistry, choice, trauma, privilege, oppression, identity, and desire. I do not know who I am anymore. That is a film ministry moment. The leader's job is not to win a debate. The leader's job is to help Maya think clearly before God. Film ministry skills compares philosophies with three questions. First, what does this philosophy notice that is real? Second, what does it treat as ultimate? Third, what does it reduce or ignore? Naturalism may notice the body but reduce the soul. Existentialism may notice freedom but detach freedom from God. Pragmatism may notice usefulness but weaken truth. Utilitarianism may notice outcomes but endanger the dignity of one person. Marxist analysis may notice power and economics but reduce human life to conflict. Postmodernism may notice language and social stories but undermine stable truth. Feminist theories may notice real wounds and injustices, but can become reductionistic when womanhood is framed only through power. Identity-based frameworks may notice belonging, but can make identity self-created rather than received before God. Colossians 2:8 warns, be careful that you don't let anyone rob you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the elements of the world, and not after Christ. That does not mean Christians avoid thinking. It means Christ is Lord over thinking. Roy Clouser helps leaders ask, what is functioning like God here? Do Weird helps leaders ask, which aspects of creation are being honored, ignored, or absolutized? The Christian leader does not need fear or mockery. Fear makes us reactive. Mockery makes us unloving. But discernment makes us steady. Ministry Sciences observes that people often heal and grow when their lives are not reduced to one cause, one label, one wound, or one theory. The Bible reveals this more deeply. Human beings are living souls before God, spiritual and physical, relational and responsible, wounded and accountable, fallen and redeemable. A practical leader might say, "Let's slow down." This idea may be noticing something real, but it cannot carry the weight of your whole identity. Let's ask what God says about your life, your body, your story, your relationships, your calling, and your hope. What helps is humble testing. What harms is careless agreement or careless rejection. The takeaway is this: Christian comparison is not panic. It is faithful discernment under the lordship of